Yeah, I did have an issue with the volume knob on this was broken, that potentiometer or whatever, and as soon as I powered the thing on, you know, it would just be at full volume, which is annoying. I'd have to, at least the mic has an up and down volume button on it as well, so you have to turn it on, hurry up, start turning the volume down. I finally found some parts place that could get me that knob through. I found the ICOM part number off some old service manual I dug up online. And finally showed up, got that soldered in there on the face there, and so it works like brand new again. And the only problem with, like, you know, discontinued radios is luckily I already had the separation kit for it, because, you know, you can't get those anymore. You can't find even a used one of these radios for sale that includes it. So it makes it nice, but it, like, if anything ever breaks down the road, it's hard to find stuff for them.